I'm Jim Reed. These are selections from my book, Dad's Tweed Coat, Small Wisdoms, Hidden Comforts, Unexpected Joys, published by Premium Press America in Nashville, Tennessee. To those who, without even knowing me, taught me to write gently: Ray Bradbury, James Thurber, Walt Kelly, Bob Elliott, and Ray Goulding all shared the same secret. People are tougher than they appear and far more frail than they act. Also dedicated to two teachers whose belief in me was unconditional: Helen Heise and Sadie Logan. The foreword to Dad's Tweed Coat was written by Alan Johnson. Here's Alan.
If you live in my part of the South and love books, sooner or later you're going to meet Jim Reed. Jim has the most interesting old bookstore I've ever seen. But to call Jim's store an old bookstore is a bit like saying the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel has a good paint job. In addition to every conceivable kind of old book, Karl Marx rubbing elbows with the Marx Brothers, Jim has a fascinating collection of American memorabilia. Tucked in here and there are circus posters, pinup calendars, three-dimensional movie stand-ups, a 7-foot Santa Claus, a 6-foot Sinclair Oil sign, and a complete rural post office from his grandfather's general store in Peterson, Alabama. There are ocean liner menus, mannequins, autographed copies of famous novels. Oh my goodness, where to start looking? And what's worse, where to stop? The Dickens title, The Old Curiosity Shop, comes to mind. But Jim refers to his store as his museum of fond memories. He has a knack for finding meaning in the past, and he surrounds himself with books and things that bring this meaning into his life. One afternoon, I was in Reed Books trying to figure out how I was ever going to make myself leave when Jim and I got into a conversation. He knew I was a writer and confided in me that he had a manuscript. He seemed to think I wouldn't be interested, but I was. I wondered what kind of writing would flow from a man who had crafted such an amazing bookshop. I asked him if I could read his work, and he agreed. I had no idea what a treat was in store for me. Jim's manuscript was a collection of pieces he had written on his daily life. He had been writing these pieces for years, including them in mailings to his best customers who were book lovers and literary folks. Jim's customers liked the pieces, read them to their friends, and wrote letters of appreciation. Jim already had a small but select group of people who admired his writing. When I dipped into the manuscript, I found out why. I found something very special. Jim's writing flows in the tradition of some of the best Southern writers. His gentle but funny personality shines through every page. Best of all, Jim has a fresh and unusual way of perceiving the world. He can find comfort, joy, and meaning in the smallest aspects of everyday life. As I read, he led me to one aha after another. I laughed, shed a tear, and shook my head in wonder at the things he could make me see. When I finished, I felt uplifted, comforted, and enriched by a new sense of how to see the meaning of life. I sent the manuscript to one of my publishers, George Snitzer. George and I both feel privileged to play a part in making it possible for others to share the delight of reading Dad's Tweed Coat.